You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Getting active and staying active, as we know, is very important. But being blind or partially sighted doesn't stop you from getting involved in all kinds of different sports and exercise. Joining me today to talk about one sport is Rebecca Cuckoo and Mark Donald from Judo Northern Ireland. And they're here to tell us all about their accessible sessions that they run for blind and partially sighted people. Thank you both for joining me. So, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about what Judo looks like when it's accessible? How do those sessions work when you're trying to spar with different people and they have different levels of vision and things like that?
Well, the one benefit to that is with it being a full contact sport, we make sure that people involved in the accessibility side of things, whether it be VI, partially sighted, or adaptive judo, we always start off with grips. And that's taken, like a lapel grip and a sleeve grip. And if those grips are lost at any point throughout, like any training or contact or contest, we then sort of stop the fight, bring them back together. When we're bringing them back together, make them aware that the other person's obviously still there and their surroundings are where they're at. From a training point of view, with visually impaired or partially sighted individuals, we would discuss movements and particularly more touch points on individuals of where to move, like their arms and legs too. And obviously then in the accessible side of things, then the judo is adapted from maybe a standing point of view, maybe to a ground level, just depending on the individual's needs.
And Rebecca, you've been involved in judo for quite a long time now. How did you first get involved in the sport?
Parents took me on a Friday night down to our local club, and me and my brother both started then, and it was more just like an after school kind of evening activity. But then when my dad got more involved with the sports from the secretary point of view and taking us to competitions, we then obviously started competing, and we've just sort of loved it ever since. We're still here.
So what are some of the other benefits aside from physical health? What are some of the other benefits of getting involved in judo?
I think one of the major benefits is building trust, particularly for that of blind and partially sighted individuals or other adaptive people, because what we do is we build judo people's skills from the ground up so that they're aware of their falling capabilities, what they like and don't like, and be able just to build that trust in them that when they are competing or training or being involved in whatever aspect they like of judo, then they can... Obviously, they feel trusted and that the partner is going to be always there to help them along and not to hurt them, but just to make the sport as beneficial to them as it is to, sort of everyone around them.
And you're the mental health wellbeing officer for Judo Northern Ireland. How do you think that this sport, particularly judo and martial arts in general, helps with people's mental health? Because there's such, there's sports with real discipline and structure, and that can really help people's mental health, can't it? And also that fact, like you said, the fact that you can make friends through the sport as well.
Yeah, it's just, I think from a mental health point of view, there's like challenges and goals that you want to meet. You set your own goals, may it be competitive or non-competitive, showing up, having that interaction with people that have the, maybe same or similar issues as you, just discussing them, talking them through, or alternatively, some people just like to come down and enjoy a session and forget about, maybe what's going on at home, or maybe someone's a bit stressed because of work and they'll come down, and it's kind of almost like a stress reliever, but a bit there for myself as well. With a high pressure job, I find the competitive side is very relieving, and being able to like connect with people, and from a coach point of view, being able to talk to people basically just about daily things going on in their lives, I think just keeping that interactivity, that communication open, and allowing them to like trust you from a point of view of being a friend, not a coach, they're more likely to bring things to you as well, and you can just like advise them as you would like advise yourself, what I do if I'm in this situation, and hopefully trying to like just listen for what it is they need, or what it is they want, and being able to give them that.
It's that ear and that sort of advice and that helping hand that people can sometimes need. Mark, where did you get involved in judo? What's your story with the sport?
I've actually been training judo, give away my age here now, Ellie, for 32 years. Originally, obviously in London, but then I continued to train when I actually moved to Northern Ireland 15 years ago. And as Rebecca was saying there about getting to know people and kind of building the community, it was for me that actually started, I found a judo club and made friends that I'm still friends with now.
That's a good to even like aside from getting involved, but getting involved if you're in a new place or if you're maybe feeling a little bit isolated, getting involved in something like judo and being able to make those social connections as we come out of lockdown could be really, really vital for people.
Completely, yeah. I mean, one of the other aspects of judo is it's very much about resilience, Ellie. And, you know, we have a mantra, if you fall down 7 times, you get up 8. And it's about having that spirit of never actually feeling defeated. And I think a lot of people are going to need to have that kind of resolve when they come out of lockdown. You know, people have perhaps been in their house for a long time, perhaps feeling isolated. And for me, I'm a perfect example because I walked into a judo club, was made very, very welcome from the start. And like Rebecca, you know, I've kind of competed in lots of different places, had lots of different experiences. And Rebecca's right. It's a fantastic stress reliever. Like, you can just literally take away the worries of your days, have a great time, hour and a half with genuine friends, and you leave buzzing. And, you know, you're kind of ready for the next challenge.
So what advice would you give to somebody who's blind or partially sighted, who feels a little bit apprehensive about getting involved in such a physical sport? And you've talked about respecting your partner and it being very controlled. But what would you say to someone who's maybe feeling a little bit worried about getting stuck in?
I would say, again, I keep harping on about the origins of judo, but we listen as much as we coach. So not to have that air of trepidation. So if there is anything you're concerned with, you can speak to us and we will we'll try and put you at ease, or we'll actually adapt to people's needs accordingly as well. Judo is very much about almost problem solving. Although it looks like people in their pajamas rolling around the floor, it's actually got a very mental aspect, and we try and coach that the whole way through. So perhaps if someone's not comfortable doing one thing one way, we'll find another way around it. And especially, you know, for maybe partially sighted people or visually impaired, we'll be responsive to them. And, you know, we want to help them get into judo and experience it for all its benefits on the mat and outside of the mat. So it will definitely be, you know, don't be worried. Our coaches will be fully trained and they will listen to you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. And where can we find out more about these sessions and get involved?
I would say the best place is on our NI Judo website. The website is actually ready for a screen reading as well, which will be perfect. So any information that people need will be on there. And if they need to, they can also give our office a call. And we have a nice lady called Gail who will be more than happy to help and signpost you to clubs who are involved.
Brilliant. What's your website address, sorry?
It's nijudo.com.
Brilliant. Thank you both so much for joining me.